You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Est-ce qu'il y a faute sur Bale? Il est passé de toute façon. Il résiste à la faute de Bartra.
La pointe with Jack Critchley et Derek McGovern.
Hello, welcome to the Euros Punt Podcast. My name is Jack and I'm going to guide you through the final day of the group stages. Can you believe we're at that stage of the competition already, where the group stages are finishing and some teams are already on the plane back home, looking forlornly out of the window as their compatriots progress and fight it out in the latter stages of the competition. Today, we're looking at Groups E and Group F as they conclude. We have Hungary against Portugal. We have Austria against Iceland, and in Group E, Italy against the Republic of Ireland, and Sweden against Belgium. Now, you might be thinking, we've done those the wrong way around. No, I haven't. UEFA have decided that for some reason, Group F will finish before Group E. So it's Hungary and Portugal, Iceland and Austria at 5 p.m. UK time, followed by Italy against the Republic of Ireland, and Sweden against Belgium, 8 o'clock UK time. Plenty to come then on today's podcast, and I'll be talking to Tom Cundit about Portugal, Chris Mayer about Belgium, and where would we be without Derek McGovern covering the Republic of Ireland as they take on Italy with a dire need for points. So before we get going, time for some trivia then. This is where we test the old brain cells. We offer you a question which we reveal the answer at the end of the podcast, if you can wait that long, and if you can stick it out for the next 15 minutes or so, you will hear the answer to this question. Can you name the two outfield players competing in this year's tournament who also took part in the 2002 World Cup? So the two outfield players who also took part in the 2002 World Cup. The clue is they could both be playing on Wednesday. Name the two outfield players who also took part in 2002 World Cup. Another clue, think of someone really old. What is the most visited attraction in Europe? That's our other trivia question. What is the most visited attraction in Europe? Not the Eiffel Tower. We'll rule that one out now. What is the most visited attraction in Europe? We'll reveal the answer to both of those questions at the end of the podcast. But it's football we want, and we're about to start with Hungary against Portugal. Well, Portugal are unbeaten against their opponents, Hungary, in 11 matches, but they've not made the ideal start to the tournament. And I spoke to Tom Cundit and said, this is not really what they expected, is it?
No, you could say that. I think the performance levels have been quite good. You know, they've put in two decent performances, especially against Austria. I think they played some really good football in that game. But, of course, the problem is they're not managing to find the back of the net. I mean, they've had so many chances, 50 shots on goal in those two games, or 50 attempts in those two games, but only one goal to show for it. You know, I think just if Portugal had put away just even one of those chances in each game and went 1-0, everyone would be saying, you know, what perhaps they're a good candidate for the tournament. They're playing good football, but when the ball doesn't go into the net, you know, people tend to look at the results rather than the performances. And, you know, it's something that Portugal have to rectify because, you know, they've got to score against Hungary.
Well, they should be confident going into this one. Portugal are 4-11. The draw is 7-2, and Hungary are 9-1. Now, Hungary have failed to score against Portugal in any of the last three meetings, and Portugal are unbeaten in their last nine competitive fixtures. Although, of course, they have drawn their first two, 1-1 with Iceland, and then 0-0 with Austria. The mild and meek Cristiano Ronaldo is bound to shy away from the limelight in this one. But he's 6-5 to score and Portugal to win. That's been boosted from 5-6 as part of one of our enhanced odds. Adam Zalai to score and Hungary to win. It was 16s, it's now 25s. That's the other enhanced odds. Hungary, a very big price of 9-1. They've started really well, in fairness. But going back to Cristiano Ronaldo, he plays his 30th game at a major tournament here, providing he starts, which is likely, his 17th game at a European Championships, which is a record. He's also the first player to miss a penalty in the Euros for Portugal. Portugal have never failed to make it out of the group. It seems unlikely they're not going to make it out of the group with the third place position. Also able to let a side progress. Hungary, by the way, have had the most shots than any other team from outside of the area. So how do we see this one going? I asked Tom Cundit whether there'll be any changes afoot.
No, I think Edo will only come on if Portugal really are struggling and they still need a goal in the last few minutes, last 20 minutes maybe. He is definitely a plan B. You know, that three sum up front didn't work too badly. Like I said, you know, they all played against Austria. They all played fairly well, not too badly. You know, it worked. The dynamic up front was quite good. Quaresma maybe is a bit disappointing in his crossing, got into quite a few good crossing positions, but I'd be quite surprised if Santos doesn't go with that again.
And although Cristiano Ronaldo is short, he's 3-4 to score any time, and he's 13-5 to score first. Tom came up with another possible goalscorer bet.
I think Nani's a good bet because he's probably been Portugal's most likely goal threat this tournament. You know, he scored their only goal so far. He's hit the post twice, come close on another two or three occasions. He's actually playing more as a number nine, you know, which is, of course, quite unusual. Nani is a natural winger, but I think that actually suits him because, you know, he's a curious player, Nani. We all know he's fantastically talented, but I think when he has a lot of time on his hands, he often doesn't make the right decisions. But, you know, playing as a number nine, he doesn't have that. He's got to be more instinctive. He's got to make decisions really, in seconds and when, or, you know, just instinctively. And when he does that, you know, it usually comes off. So I think he could be a good bet for to score a goal for Portugal.
And finally for this one, I asked Tom for his prediction.
I'm actually going for 2-0. I think Portugal will finally, you know, get their shooting boots on, and I think they'll win it 2-0.
Well, Tom is confident then of a Portugal victory. If you fancy them to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1, it's 13-10. To win 3-0, 3-1 or 3-2, it's 19-5. All of those can be found in our correct score group betting section. Right, let's move on to the second game from Group F. It is Iceland against Austria. Now, as you know, Leif Elps has been trawling Europe throughout the competition. Bless him, he's getting a little tired now as he creates his fact files. One of his nicknames is the Encyclopedia Britannica, and no, it's not because he's old and dusty. It's because he pretty much knows everything, and here he is to educate us about Austria.
Welcome to Austria, where the first postcards and sewing machines were invented. The central cemetery in Vienna has over 2.5 million graves. That's more than the city's living population. St. Peter Stiftskeller is the oldest still operating bar in the world. It opened its doors in 803 AD. In 1552, a Habsburg prince brought an elephant from Spain back to Vienna, but unfortunately, it died in the cold climate shortly after. In spite of that mishap with the elephant, Vienna is still home to the world's oldest zoo, the Tiergarten Schönbrunn, founded in 1752. And in keeping with all these historical facts, Austria's flag is one of, if not the, oldest national banner in the world. In 1191, Duke Leopold V of Austria's tunic became blood-spattered, and upon removal of his wide sash, a white band was revealed. The red-white-red colour combination was then adopted as his banner.
Well, it's been disappointing for Austria so far, just the 1 point from the two games. Against Iceland, they've met them 3 times previously and just won the once. The other two have been draws. This one, not really set up to be a free scoring match, you would not think. Iceland have been pretty solid at the back, and there's been just 5 goals in the 3 games between these sides when they've met previously. The most recent was a 1-1 draw back in May 2014. By the way, that 1-1 draw is priced up at 11-2. Iceland have had 2 1-1 draws so far in 2 games. That might be a way in here. He has scored 5 of his last 7 goals for Iceland from the penalty spot, and he did so against Hungary, of course, last week. Gylfi Sigurdsson to score and Iceland to win was 6-1. It's been boosted out a couple of points, 8-1 that is now. David Alaba to score and Austria to win was 16-5. That's been boosted out to 9-2. Austria are evens here, Iceland are 13-5 and the draw is 11-5. Iceland have only lost 1 of their last 8 competitive matches, and let's face it, who doesn't want Austria to progress? Put your hand up. No, didn't think so. Everyone seems to want Iceland to go through. As I said, they are 13-5 here, which represents fairly good value. They're 13-8 on the draw no bet market. Top of the goal scoring charts, then no surprise to see Gylfi Sigurdsson, the penalty taker and free kick taker, 14-5 anytime, 9-1 to score the first goal. Veteran striker Ida Gudjonsson, what a way that would be to go out, 7-2 anytime. He's also 11-1 to score the first goal. And John Dardy Bodvarsson, 7-2 anytime, 10-1 to score the first goal. Well, for Austria, strangely, Mark Janko didn't get a game against Portugal. A lot of people were quite rightly confused by that. 7-4 he is any time to score, and he's 6-1 to score the first goal. Looking a bit further down, Alaba, we've already mentioned, 17-2 for the first, 13-5 any time goal scorer. Marko Arnautovic, 8-1 for the first goal, 13-5 any time. And Martin Harnik as well, 19-10 in time. Loads of goal scorers. Why haven't they found the net yet? What's going on? Austria then struggling so far in the competition. Will they sneak through at the last minute? Well, they have to overturn Iceland, which is what Hungary and Portugal failed to do. That's Group F. It will be concluded by 7 p.m. We'll know who's through and we'll know who's set to face England and Wales from Group B. But looking ahead to 8 o'clock, there's two really important matches in Group E.
Live betting commentary on every second of every game at the Euros, only on InPlay Radio at William Hill.
Let's start with Italy against the Republic of Ireland, and this is the 14th meeting between these sides. Italy have won 8 of them. Let's get the thoughts of our very own Derek McGovern.
It's a tall order, no doubt about it, because as you say, Italy, everything about Italy has looked organised, but they've got 6 points already, and you know, they've already said publicly they're going to rest players. That's not to say mug players are going to come in or Muppets are going to come in, and you know, and because they're Italy, they don't have Muppet players. But you wouldn't want to be backing them, would you? You know, even at 29-20, which I suppose would look at any other stage, Italy against Republic of Ireland, 29-20 would look a good bet. That price, because we don't know A, about their commitments, and B, about the strength of their lineup. Republic of Ireland know what they have to do. There's none of this buggering around at the back playing for the point. They've got to go out to win, which is why at 2-1, there's still plenty short. Tough one to call this. I'm tempted, you know, to go for the Republic, even though they were atrocious against Belgium. Just because I don't see Italy being at it. 2-1 now, still a bit short, innit? I'll play safe and go for the draw here because I just don't see enough goal threat in Ireland.
Well, Italy don't need to win this one, really. Perhaps that's why they're a big price of 7-5. They're already through. The draw is 11-5 and the Republic of Ireland are 11-5. Italy have reached the knockout stages in 6 of their last 8 major competitions. And the last time they won their first two group games, as they have here, of course, was in 2000 when they eventually reached the final. They were beaten in 12 competitive matches, and they've got clean sheets in their last 4 games, a run that they last had in 2006 when they won the competition. The Republic of Ireland failed to have a shot on target for the first time in a major competition since 1994. That is a grim stat. Republic of Ireland fans, I'm sorry to bring that one up. 11-5 if you fancy the Republic of Ireland to come through this with 3 points. Shane Long to score and the Republic of Ireland to win was 4-1. That's now gone out to 6-1. Ciro Immobile to score and Italy to win was 4-1, now 6-1. Well, Italy looks set to rest a few of their first team players. We asked Derek whether this will affect the outcome.
No, and they will play. They won't play their recognised first team, but you know, what a chance for the other players. It might work in their favour. You know, if they played their first-choice lineup, they'd probably coast, wouldn't they, those 11 players? Whereas fellas who are on in the second string is sniffing a chance of making a breakthrough later in the tournament, they'll have it all to play for. So, you know, in a way, I think that it works in Italy's favour, that.
And finally, Derek fancied a low-scoring affair here.
I'm always happy backing a 0-0 draw. And no goal scorer, obviously, is better than 0-0 because you get an own goal in your favour. And at international football, that doubly applies because it's hard to score at international football. It really is. Just ask the England strikers. You're playing against better defences who are more organised, and you know, it is hard. So yeah, I'll go for a 0-0 there, no goal scorer rather.
Well, for Italy, we don't know what kind of lineup they'll put out yet. We know that Antonio Candreva is likely to be out, as is Gianluigi Buffon. They could bring in some of their bench warmers. So Simone Zaza is 3-1 any time. And Immobile, who we mentioned earlier, also 3-1 any time. For the Republic of Ireland, Robbie Keane is 13-5 any time. Well, Jonathan Walters is 14-5 any time. Wes Houlihan, who has the only goal so far in the competition for the Republic of Ireland, is 16-5 any time. So the Republic of Ireland against Italy then gets underway at 8 p.m, as does Sweden against Belgium. The final match we're going to look at, and the final match of the group stages. Well, Sweden are 19-5, the draw is 23-10, and Belgium are a short price of 5-6. I asked Chris Mayer of the Belgium Waffle whether their score and performance against the Republic of Ireland was more what the fans expected.
Oh, absolutely. It was a massive performance and one that he desperately needed. But I feel like Ireland kind of it played into the hands a lot of the system, and yeah, finally finishing the chances that they went didn't go their way against Italy. So yeah, a much better performance from them, I'd say.
They've met just once in a major tournament. That was back in 2000 when Belgium beat Sweden 2-1. The scoreline to happen this time is 8-1. Romelu Lukaku is one of our enhanced odds to score, and for Belgium to win was 17-10, now being boosted to 5-2. And I asked Chris whether there are any other goal scorers that stand out to him.
I know, I'm pretty sure in the last times I've talked to you, I kind of bang on about Kevin De Bruyne, but he's the beating heart of this team, and I think he's due a goal, really. I think he's relied upon for goals and assists, and yeah, I think this game could be one for him. So I think he's got 5 goals and 5 assists in his last 10 games for Belgium, so I think he's one to look at also.
Well, Sweden have been knocked out at the group stages in 3 of their last 4 tournaments, and they've kept a clean sheet in just 7 of their last Euro matches. They've kept just a single clean sheet in their last 7 matches at the Euros. They're a fairly big price here of 19-10. And I asked Chris for his prediction for this match.
It's a tricky one to call because I didn't really expect Ireland to score as many as they did against Ireland. Whether they've used up all their luck or not, I don't know. But yeah, I think it's going to be a tight game. And Belgium, if Belgium get an early goal, then it may be a bit more open. Sweden do have to kind of go for it, but I just can't. The players they have available to them, I just can't see them really offering that much. So yeah, I it's a tough one. I'd say yeah, maybe 2-1.
Well, Zlatan Ibrahimovic is, of course, the enhanced odds here to score, and Sweden to win was 11-2. That's now 7-1. Chris also goes for 2-1, which is what happened last time the two teams met. If you fancy that as part of the bundle, the correct score group betting, Belgium to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1, it's 13-8. In terms of goal scorers, Romelu Lukaku is 13-10 any time to repeat his heroics and try to catch up to Gareth Bale in the goal scoring standings. Michy Batshuayi, who might come off the bench, he's 19-10 any time. Benteke 6-4. Divock Origi is 17-10, and Kevin De Bruyne, who Chris mentioned there, is 23-10 any time. Well, we're almost out of time, but just time to put you out of your misery with the trivia questions. Earlier on, we asked you to name 2 outfield players who also took part in the 2002 World Cup. Well, one of them we've just mentioned, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, of course, and the other was Robbie Keane. 2 veterans of the game who might well have a big say here on the final day of the group stages. And we doubled up today on the trivia. We asked you what was the most visited attraction in Europe. Not the Eiffel Tower, but in the same area, Disneyland Paris was the most visited attraction in Europe. So we'll be back with the punt later in the week. There's a couple of days rest. Boo. And then we'll be back for the start of the group stages on Saturday, where things suddenly get ruthless. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks to Derek, Chris and Tom for their thoughts on the matches. Enjoy the final day. We'll be back soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.